Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. This, for those who may have forgotten, is what the inside of a pub sounds like. And this is Heathrow Airport's departure lounge.
All passengers, including those visiting countries exempt from self-isolation requirements, are reminded to complete the government's passenger locator form before entering the UK.
Both recorded on the morning the lockdown restrictions were lifted just that little bit further. 1 million pub and restaurant staff are now back from furlough to cater for an expected onrush of customers heading back to the bar. Now you can drink inside again. And there's museums, cinemas, theatres. After so long in lockdown, the choice of what to do first in a city like London, let alone next, is vast. So for the podcast, we've brought together some of the Evening Standard's top team to give their advice. Arts editor Nancy Durrance here, so is Reveller editor David Ellis, Insider editor Susanna Ramsdale, and our consumer business editor Jonathan Prince. So Nancy, if I could start with you, I don't know about you, but I feel a bit overwhelmed by all the things I can suddenly do now.
Well, to be honest, I mean, you're not wrong. It is pretty overwhelming. You know, after a year of kind of scraping the barrel, I feel like now suddenly the barrel is full to overflowing and it might be rolling down the hill. We're just a bit like, oh my God, there is so much. But that's, I mean, that's just super exciting, is that, you know, the fact that people are ready to hit the ground running. There's just, it couldn't be more thrilling, really.
I wonder how the venues themselves are going to react, because obviously everything's opening all at once, so they're going to need to be the ones shouting loudest to get people in, aren't they? They're going to need to work really hard to be, make us your first choice for when London reopens.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think in order to encourage people back in, and crucially to make money out of them, opening half an hour before the show and selling, you know, crap wine at high prices just is not going to cut it anymore. So venues are going to start thinking about how they can be used throughout the day. So a really good example, I mean, a very expensive and kind of quite extreme example, would be the newly refurbished Theatre Royal Drury Lane, which is one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's theatres. What they're trying to do with that is they're trying to make it somewhere that people will go all day and stay for the show. So they're going to have a beautiful bar, they've got a restaurant, they're going to do afternoon tea, they're going to do cocktails, they put in 55 women's toilets, which is literally the most exciting thing I've ever heard. You know, 20 wheelchair spaces. You know, what they're trying to do is just turn themselves into a place to be, you know, with a nice little theatre attached, if you like, you know, thinking about the V&A. But so I think there will be that. And then I think also another thing that venues will probably do is think about what they've got and what they can utilise. So a lot of theatres, again, as an example, have these sort of beautiful rooms that they use for kind of corporate entertaining or for having the press in for drinks in the interval, but the rest of the time they're completely empty. You could use those spaces for chamber concerts or jazz gigs during the day and make a bit of money and get people in and charge on the bar and just, you know, start actually just using. This is central London, you know, space is at a premium. So why are they not using it? So I think people are just going to be a bit more like, we've got assets, we need to stop wasting them.
If I could bring David Ellison here, our Reveller editor. David, it's not just about the theatres, it's our bars, it's our restaurants, it's everything. It's the whole of London starting to reopen again. You have a huge amount of choice of where you're going to go, what reviews you're going to do. Do you feel overwhelmed by it?
I feel delighted. The city is about to be cooking on gas, quite literally. There are so many new openings as operators take advantage of sort of slightly wayward rent conditions. There are places that have just been desperate to come back for so long now. And this alfresco dining that we've had has really helped places get back up to full strength. There are pubs and restaurants across London who've said, you know, off the record, these 3 weeks, we were just trying to get back into the groove. And now we're really ready to go, to crack on and to welcome people back. I mean, for a lot of people who work in hospitality, it's their lives. They really do love what they do. And this is an opportunity for them to get out there to shine and to remind us all why we missed it so much.
And David, and not in any kind of a frivolous way, it's your life too. This is your job. And being able to get back inside a bar, soak up that atmosphere, that's going to be brilliant for you, surely.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I think anyone who works in any sort of realm outside hospitality or people like myself write about it, that's where you get your kicks. And to have had a year where you can't go out for lunch and supper has been kind of strange. And as much as I think the terraces have been brilliant at places, I don't particularly want rain in my martini. So I'm quite pleased to be getting back inside. Because when a restaurant's really going, there's a hum and a buzz and you feel like you're in the right place at the right time. And when everything happens like that and that sort of air starts to vibrate and you can see people having an amazing time, it's a feeling that for someone like me can't be beaten.
And Susanna, how are you feeling about all of this? Not just London opening up, but, you know, little parts of the world as well. We can get out. We can go and see the world outside of London, outside of our houses for the first time in months.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know about you, but travel's the thing that kind of keeps me going when you're having a rough week at work, when you're stressed, whatever. It's just always something to look forward to. And we've been so spoiled. I mean, you know, before last year, you could book a last minute flight on a Friday morning to leave Friday afternoon to go to Prague, Budapest, you know, a little city break. So actually, I found it quite stifling. I did get away last summer to Italy when things were open in that brief break between lockdowns. But since then, yeah, I'm chomping at it. The green list was obviously a bit slimmer than a lot of people had hoped. Australia and New Zealand are on there. I don't think they want us in the country. You know, their borders are firmly shut, so that's kind of useless. But Portugal is a great one for people to be able to go to. And then, you know, they're going to review it every 3 weeks. So hopefully some of the favourites, the Spains, the Italy's, France, and there's talk about lots of Caribbean islands appearing on the list next time. So yeah, the world is opening again and it kind of just feels a bit more hopeful, a bit brighter, and like we might actually have a brilliant summer.
Jonathan, is all of this too late? Has the damage been done to the economy, or can we recover from what has been a terrible time for all of our industries over the last year?
I mean, everything I'm picking up, and this echoes what David and Susanna and Nancy have said, I mean, there is a massive amount of energy boiling away and ready to be released. And you just got to look at your inbox just to get a flavour of how much stuff is coming down the track for reopenings and launches and of all descriptions across many different sectors. I think that, you know, it is a characteristic of London that it gets knocked down, but it gets back up again. And it is absolutely full of innovation and energy and resilience and people trying to do all sorts of, you know, weird and crazy things. And there have been, you know, the fact there are a few empty premises and the rents are slightly more generous will make it easier for some new entrants to get going again. And reinvent the city all over again. So, yeah, I'm quite optimistic about London. And I think we'll see a very, very busy summer. There'll be a lot of people in London, I'm sure of that. People that can't get away, people having staycations in London. I think it's going to be a really, really great summer.
One of the other advantages for me is that sometimes I kind of feel a bit guilty about spending what has been quite a lot of money on things like theatre tickets. You know, that's money that could go on something else. But this time I get to buy a theatre ticket for my country, don't I? It's my patriotic duty to head out there and go and see some great theatre.
It absolutely is. Buy tickets. Your city needs you. Londoners are going to save London. We need people to go into town, buy tickets, see, you know, go to galleries, buy coffees, you know, eat cake, like whatever it is. These are the things, you know, the London, you're not going to get the London that you love back if you don't go into it and help it to recover. So actually, you know, buy those theatre tickets that you've been putting off. I'm hoping that some people, the lucky ones, you know, the ones who've still got their jobs and who are still doing okay, have saved a bit of money. Maybe they can spend a little bit of it on theatre tickets, and then eventually, slowly but surely, we will get back to the kind of incredibly exciting London that we all love.
That's right. I mean, I don't think we'll be seeing international tourists in any significant numbers until well into the autumn. And of course, then it's going into the quieter winter season anyway. But I think by the time you get around to some of the events of the winter, such as the lights maybe and the Chinese New Year next winter, I think you'll start to see more significant numbers of tourists coming back into the UK. But you know, I think 2022 will be a sort of transition year. It'll probably be 2023 before it starts building up towards significant numbers of tourists coming in again. So we're going to be relying on the old British staycationers for quite a long time, I think.
And Susanna, do you feel like London, maybe even the world, just feels a bit more exciting right now?
So exciting. I mean, we were talking about the staycations and how international tourists won't be coming to London anytime soon. And the hotels in London, for example, are really making it appealing for local tourists to go. So, you know, there's, I received an email earlier, there's a posh hotel with a sleep concierge. So if you're struggling to sleep, they're putting on all these special things. You'll get a pillow menu and a special mindfulness meditation kit, you know, when you arrive. There's the Hoxton hotels, for example, are giving people camper vans. So you can actually get on the road, go to the countryside and then spend a night back at the hotel. You know, they're really doing exciting things. I think the Shangri-La at the top of the Shard, they kind of can transport you to other countries. They'll make somewhere look like Paris with an Eiffel Tower in your bedroom. You know, they're really being creative. And I think it's a really good chance to support our London hotels. There are so many. There are so many 5-star hotels. I think there will be discounts on them because, you know, they really want to get us in. So I think, and, you know, the positive side of not having the international tourists is London will be a bit less busy, you know, so a bit less hectic, a bit less stressful. You can get your ticket to that theatre show. You can get the great restaurant reservations. So, yeah, I think it's going to be really fun this year.
So we're talking about our bars, our venues, our restaurants. They're all reopening. We're asking people to go out. Should they be going back to the office too?
Well, I mean, officially, the government advice looks like it's going to remain as work from home if you can until June 21st when the limits come off social distancing. However, there's no doubt that there's a drift back to the office that has begun and is starting to accelerate. And I think when it becomes easier to get a table or drink in a pub, you'll be able to go indoors. All that, I think, will start to attract far more people or make people at least ask the question of themselves, do I want to now go back to the office 2-3 days a week? And I think that will set off a really rapid virtuous circle where people are coming in more, they're spending more. The whole central London will feel much livelier, more reanimated. And people will actually, after a while, think, do I want to be sitting at home looking at a screen most of my time? When some of my colleagues are having fun back in town, no, I don't. And I think there will be quite a substantial flow back into town, back into central London, starting from May the 17th, but accelerating again from June 21st.
I've decided the first thing I'm going to go and see, Nancy, is The Mousetrap, because my whole life I have never seen The Mousetrap. I don't know who done it. And now I feel like I may have pushed my luck too far. I'm going to go and see. That's where I'm going. I'm heading straight there.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I've never seen The Mousetrap. So maybe I should also do that.
And that's the leader. But check out standard.co.uk for more tips and advice on what to do in London. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m. Please hit follow to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.